Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Podcast. Hello and welcome to Toku Podcast. I'm Holly.
I'm Kay.
And we are on episode
17?
17.
17.
It is now.
Sure. Let's go with it.
Yeah.
So,
how are you?
I'm good. I'm all good.
Good.
I've not done anything worth talking about. I've been playing a lot of Persona again. I still have a job. That's all
We've
good.
We've both been playing Happy Home Designer.
We have been playing Happy Home Designer, and now yes. We can talk about it. Because
we can.
Because the embargo
has gone.
Over.
It is lifted.
It comes out on
10th?
Friday.
Is that the 10th?
Wait, I thought it was the 2nd.
Or maybe 2nd. I might be getting it wrong.
Shrug. Yeah. It comes out super soon. It's already out in some countries.
Yeah, I know the review embargo is definitely gone, so we can talk about it.
My review's supposed to be going up soon.
Cool.
And I'm not going to tell you what I gave it because spoilers. But I talked a lot about Grand Designs.
Yeah, that's good. My review is like a minute long and for Sky and will be up on Friday. And because it's Sky, you have to be quite like nice and general.
Yeah.
But basically, I think we both kind of come to the same kind of, or we both kind of agreed that it's...
You've said kind of like 8 times.
Sorry. That's a really bad habit of mine. It's terrible.
You've got a minute review and it's going to be like 50% kind of.
It'll be like, sorry, so it's kind of, but then it's kind of this, but it's kind of that. And they go, I don't know why we keep on asking us to do this.
You're fired.
She is the last resort.
This is official, but you're fired.
Goodbye, Holly. Yeah. That's enough.
I mean, I do like it, but...
That's the thing. It's in the grand scheme of games. Mm. It is a good game.
It's a Nintendo game.
It's a very good game.
Again.
Exactly, but the problem is it has a whole fantastic series that it's part of, and it's but at the same time it's not because it doesn't have the same elements, which is fine, but it just doesn't have enough of an Animal Crossing-ness to it, if that makes sense. You know, like I thought, just even just like simple additions, like just having your own space to design.
Yeah, because it's home designer.
Yeah, and you don't have a home.
The first one you design is the woman you work with.
Yeah.
I say woman. I think she's a dog.
Otter. Yeah.
At the happy home designer, I don't know, clinic, estate agency, whatever it
clinic.
Is. Clinic? I don't know, like a, I don't know. And she's like, oh, we've got a client, but I can't tell you who they are. And you're like, it's you. And she's like, no, it's not me.
Definitely not me.
Like, I would ask someone who's only just started working at the place I work to design my house. Yeah, no, it's only me. It's me. It was me all along.
And yet you don't get your own house, which is bullshit.
Yeah.
But it kind of made me, go back and play Animal Crossing. Like, I've started playing New Leaf again, which is great because it's a fantastic game. Yeah. But it's kind of made me excited for what there's going to be another Animal Crossing.
If they have jobs in the next Animal Crossing, I will be so happy. Because if that was a job within Animal Crossing,
yeah, that would be awesome.
I would love it. I would play it all the time. But that's only because it would be part of the fabric of an excellent game.
Exactly. Not just a sole kind of... It feels almost like a mini game.
Yeah.
In a kind of brought into a game. But that's it. That being said, it is still a fantastic game.
It is really good. There's so much furniture.
Yeah. So
it
much
just
furniture.
It keeps going. And I'm like, wow.
One of the things I really hope they bring in is like gardens. Like having a garden space where you can... Oh.
I'm seeing nothing.
What?
Wait, how far into the game are you?
No, oh no, I know that's in this game.
Oh, okay, good.
Because that happens like straight away. But,
yeah, that's why I was confused.
No, I'm saying in
actual Animal Crossing.
Yeah, in the next kind of proper Animal Crossing game.
So you feel like your house isn't just a house in the middle of, like, because the villagers, they kind of do stupid things all over the place.
Oh my god.
And anything immediately outside of your house just kind of belongs to anyone else.
It really annoys me.
So stupid. So having a garden,
having
like
a plot of land is cool. Also being able to like have more control over what your actual house looks like on the outside is really cool. I like that.
I mean, I think you get to do a bit of that in Animal Crossing, but it's so far down the line and it's kind of limited.
It's really like at the moment I changed the walls of my like the outside of my house.
Yeah.
And I don't like it. And now I'm waiting to have something I do like and it's taking fucking ages. Cause it's one a day and it's just like, oh my god.
It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
And the problem I have with Happy Home Designer is that turns out everyone has really bad taste.
Oh yeah.
Like some of them are like, oh, I just want a modern house and you're like, yes! And some of them are like, I want a piano, and you're like, well, that gives me pretty much free reign for everything else.
Yeah.
But some of them are like, I really like mushrooms, and you're just like, oh,
I know.
God, I can't make this look nice.
He was like, I just want to eat bread while looking at a nice view.
Okay.
I was like, that's incredibly specific yet unspecific at the same time. As an interior designer, what do I do with that?
I made someone this really weird house. They were like, I really like the moon. And one of the biggest pieces of furniture in Animal Crossing is this, like, 9-square moon.
Jesus.
And the houses themselves are probably only, like, twice that.
Yeah.
So they're like, you have to use this piece of moon furniture. And you're like, okay, that doesn't really give me room to do anything
else.
It's
like the wrestling ring.
Yeah,
like, when you have a wrestling, it's like, I want a wrestling thing. And it's like, it's literally just going to be a wrestling
ring. It's the entire
room. Yeah.
So basically what I did, I was like, look, I'm not going to be able to make you a nice room. So I gave him 4 moons.
Nice.
And then I made the floor moon.
Yeah.
And I made the walls space.
Yeah.
And I made space noises happen in the background.
Mm-hmm. That's another thing I like, the addition
like
of
the noises.
That's
some of
cool.
them are really stupid, like construction noises.
Yeah, like, I was, like, looking for, like, general, like, I don't know, something like mountain noises or
something.
Yeah,
just, like, birds or some shit like that.
Yeah, because
it's also specific.
You have prairie noises, which is what I end up using every time.
Same. I mean, I like bustle for a cafe. But,
I
gave it
for a
space
shop.
Noises, and then I gave it disco balls. And I was like, you live in space now. I mean, what did you expect? You asked for a moon, and that's pretty much all I can fit in, so just fuck off.
Yeah, and because you can't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
Like, you could, like, they have, like, a couple of pieces of furniture which you have to have in, and you can't complete the house until they're in.
Yeah.
And then, like, literally, other than that, you can do whatever the fuck you want, which is kind of cool. You have, like, oh, creative freedom, I can do what I want. But then it's, like, there's no way of, like, there's no motivation. Because it's like, oh, I want to get to this level, or I want to do that, or just something like that. There's not really any of that.
And the problem I found is that the rooms are so tiny that even if you're like, okay, I'm going to properly flex my creative muscles, there's only so much you can do. And you kind of feel like if you're making someone a house, you sort of have to give them somewhere to sleep, somewhere to eat.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
so you're trying to slot this all in, and you're like, that's like all the furniture space gone. There's nothing interesting I can do.
Yeah.
Of course, you don't have to do that, but it feels a bit weird for someone to be like, this is where I'm going to live, and you're like, cool, I'm going to make it a tea house. Deal with it.
I do keep on doing that. You did give a guy 4 moons.
I also made a porn studio.
I saw that. I liked it. It was good. I enjoyed that.
I was getting really frustrated with the creative limits, and this person was just like, I want a TV studio, and I was like, well, in that case, there's a, like, red bed with hearts on it.
Yeah.
So, it's pretty much begging me to make it porn.
Yeah, it's like the bed that you could have Woohoo in The Sims.
Yeah, exactly. The one that vibrated, right?
Yeah.
Sexy. Nothing like a vibrating bed to get you wiggly.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
This is another thing I didn't realise. Going back to Animal Crossing New Leaf.
Yeah.
I didn't realise that, because I looked up, like, out of curiosity. I was looking at, you know when you get on one of those kind of, like, Wikipedia kind of, like, binges?
Yes.
And I was looking at, like, the wiki for it.
Okay.
They had, like, the friendliness meter. So, mm-hmm. like, with a character of the same sex, it was called, like, friendliness.
Yeah.
And then with a character of the opposite sex, it was called the love meter. And I was like, that's there is weird. Literally nothing not platonic in Animal Crossing.
No one ever flirts with you. It's
no.
not like that.
No.
No one ever flirt with me.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're all over me, Katie. You're obviously just doing it wrong.
Speaking of love, I really want to show you this webcomic that I got. Speak of Wikipedia holes, this is like a webcomic hole.
Okay.
That I fell into, and forgive me if my laptop's really loud, because it is. but I'm just going to show you like a page from it, because
okay.
I just want to see what your reaction is.
Oh God. Is this going to be like the ice cream guy having sex then melting?
Yeah, but that one was condensed. This one's like a saga.
Jesus Christ!
That's just the most recent page, okay? Chill out, Holly.
Okay,
you're
okay.
such a prude.
Sorry.
So it's by Jess Fink.
Oh my God!
Told you it was long. Jess Fink is super rad. So here you can
see.
What
is going on there?
This is Chester. He's a robot.
I can't tell what is what.
Well, let me go to a.
Okay.
You can tell. You can tell what's going on in this.
I don't
last
have my glasses
panel,
on. Oh, I
right?
can. Okay.
That's
a. Oh, yes. I get it. It's got vert.
Into the yeah. That's the noise it makes when it
vert.
When it comes out. It's like vert, but it makes a sort of vert kind of noise because I think it's metal and ribbed.
Okay,
so
we should probably say what is going on because we're just making noises.
Well, I was gonna say you should describe one of the pages. So
oh my
so
god.
Basically, just for a little bit of background. It's a completely dialogue-less webcomic by Jess Fink, who's an amazing artist. And so it's called Chester 5000, because that's the robot's name. And it's about this woman, this Victorian woman, and her husband is sort of, he's too busy doing work to do sexy things to her, so he builds a robot. And the lady at first is like, oh, this is weird, I don't like this. But then...
Oh my god.
She finds out that he's... Like, well fit.
Yeah, she does like it.
So, Holly, what's happening in this particular...
Okay, so there are three panels on this page.
Four.
Oh, sorry, that's four. That's sorry, four. I mixed them up.
It's all right.
I don't have my glasses on, so fuck knows what I'm seeing. Okay, right. So, first panel is her lips going all, like, pouty, like, oh, hello.
Yeah.
And there's a bit of spit coming from her lips.
Sexy spit.
Mm-hmm. And then the robot has a little mustache.
He doesn't have a mouth.
He doesn't have a mouth, but he has a mustache.
But he does, because, okay, so he's a sex bot, basically.
Yeah.
A gentlemanly sex bot.
Yeah, he's got a little mustache and a bow tie. It's
and he
quite
doesn't,
sweet.
He doesn't have a mouth, so how is he going to perform certain acts?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, let's see if this is the one.
Oh, God.
Wait,
oh, God.
Wait, it's
wait,
not the
what?
One. Oh, she gets upset because he tries to put his robot penis inside her.
what have anyway. You been looking at?
It's just entertaining because it's good.
Is that the husband?
That's the husband, and he goes...
Husband's fit.
And he watches.
What?
And then he gets his wang out and... Oh, what? Wait, no, I'm way ahead of it. I'm trying to find the thing. He has a special attachment because... You're very entertained by the whole robot.
I am. I'm still not over the robot penis
thing. I'm trying to find... He has a special nose. I mean, if I can't find it...
A
I'll
nose?
I'll just tell you.
He does have a nose.
He doesn't have a mouth.
Yeah.
So there's certain things, certain sexy things
yeah.
he can't do.
Uh-huh.
But what he does have is a magnetically attachable nose that's basically a tongue.
Oh, that's weird.
Because he's a magical sex robot.
Of course
but
he
I
is.
But I can't find it, so you're just going to have to trust me on that.
Okay.
Anyway, that's what I really like webcomics, but a lot of them recently are kind of sexy.
I have so, noticed that. You have been going down a sexy webcomic rabbit hole.
Sexy. So...
What?
Okay, this is what it's called! Shut up!
Sorry. Okay, right.
I can't find a picture of it. God damn it! I want to find the tongue nose!
Well, we will have to... We'll post a picture of it on our Twitter or something when we eventually find it.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of pages to this webcomic,
there
so...
are a lot of pages. Oh, yeah.
She really likes getting off of this robot. Ooh!
Don't make any noises!
Sorry.
Anyway, I'll find it, we'll put it up somewhere, and you'll get to look at it, and you'll be like, gosh, Kate, what are you doing?
What are you doing with your life?
It's more of a curiosity than just, I'm like, oh yeah, read the sexy comics. So Holly's making some weird noises, and
sorry.
I'm not sure why. Holly!
Okay, sorry about that. I have to have my thing on. You will see later why.
Suspicious.
Yes. So, yes, what else have you been up to? What else have you been doing? Other than sexy robots and Animal Crossing.
I read about coffin birth.
What?
Found a Wikipedia page about coffin birth.
What's coffin birth?
It's when a lady who's very heavily pregnant dies and all the rotting gases inside her make the baby come out.
Oh.
After she dies.
Oh. Is the baby still alive?
No.
Oh.
Although there was a case of a woman who hung herself in labour.
Shit.
I think that baby might have survived. But that sounds like quite
That's bad labour.
Yeah. I'm not sure what happened. I think it might have been like an unplanned pregnancy, and I think she was worried about people finding out.
Yeah. I think that's a bit of an understatement.
So that wasn't coffin birth, that one, because the baby was... actually coming out anyway. So that's my fun fact.
I'm back at uni, as I said.
I thought you were gonna say you're pregnant. Oh my God.
I'm announcing now, everybody. I thought now was the time.
I was really scared. Don't do that.
Should be, it's yours.
No, Holly, we use the protection.
We use the robot nose. But yeah, I went to London Archives, London Metropolitan Archives, which are really cool. You should all go. And they have an exhibition on Victorian photography, like Victorian London photography.
Okay.
It's really interesting because they had, and they brought out a load of kind of original sources and things like that. And we all like looked through them and went, ooh, yeah, it's very interesting. And they had one of like this huge book. And it was kind of falling apart, so you had to be really, very careful when you touched it. You had to have all the special gloves and things like that. And it was filled with... It was one of the first and biggest asylums for the mentally ill.
Wait, this is like your other story about archiving.
What?
When you worked as an archive lady.
Yeah, my archivist stories seem to always be connected to the mentally ill. But this is another one. And it's really interesting, because it's like kind of scary, it's kind of creepy. Like, it'll be such a good basis for like some kind of horror game. There's two books. There's one which is just full of photographs of the patients. They take a photo of them the first time they come in, so like they're looking all like a bit disheveled and stuff like that. Some of them, they like, we're talking to the guy who did the exhibition. He was saying we didn't put some of them up because some people find them too disturbing.
Oh.
Because it's like literally like they're restrained and there's like hands forcing their head up to look at the camera and things like that.
Oh, that's horrible.
I know. But then the second book is really interesting. There's like massive pages, and each page, or sometimes two pages, is just talking about the patient. So you have a picture of the patient, the diagnosis, when they came in, what happened to them. They often died because it's Victorian times and everyone died. But it's really interesting. It's really good. You should all go to London Archives and look at the asylum pictures.
Yeah.
They're really good. They're really interesting.
Where is the London Archives, Ollie?
It's near Farringdon Station.
I don't know where that is.
It is kind of like, I don't know, like near Liverpool Street-ish.
Okay, central-ish.
Yeah,
east.
North.
North.
Yeah.
Got it.
Northeast.
Go sort of to the north, or maybe the east of London.
Follow your compass.
Ask people where the mentally ill book people.
Yeah.
Is.
Ask them where they are. And the people who are being restrained, ask them.
Yes.
Yes.
They will point you in the right direction.
Yes. I saw a 3D picture of ducks as well.
Okay. Well, I like that you saved the exciting news for last.
Well, it's called a stereoscope, so it's like the original kind of 3D image, where basically they took two pictures, slightly different, and then you viewed it for a thing, and it looked kind of looks like it's kind of, but not really. My eyes don't work together, so stuff like that is wasted on me.
So you're just like, oh look, it's a picture.
I'm like, oh look, there's two pictures here. And it was just like, it was just this little farm scene of loads of ducks.
Aww.
It was really cute, and I was just imagining all these Victorian ladies just like, my God. It's like the ducks are really here.
Oh, God. This is virtual reality for the Victorian era.
Pretty much.
Basically, just it's a game where you see some ducks.
It does look a bit like a big wooden kind of Oculus Rift. Like, it really does. Like, I took a picture of it, and it was like, this could be, this is like a classy version of the Vive.
So, Holly.
Yes.
You've got a challenge, right?
I do have a challenge.
Okay.
Now, my challenge is going to get technical.
Okay,
right.
Is it topical? Is it a topical challenge? Or is
no.
Okay, see, mine are always like, I try and be like, hey, I've read the news once. But you're just like, nah.
I'm not going to pretend.
I think that's the way to do it, to be honest.
Okay, right. So, well, it's kind of topical. We know that a game we are both very excited for has been announced that it's coming to the UK. And we know that a Story of Seasons.
Yay!
And we're very, very excited.
I'm so excited.
Now, we all know the main point of a Harvest Moon game is to get married. Is to flirt with some boys, give them an egg, and see if they fall in love with you.
Yep.
Right. So, me, being the technical genius that I am,
that is
decided
true.
To see your compatibility against some of the bachelors involved in this.
You looked up the boys, Holly!
I looked up the boys.
Spoilers!
I looked at the boys, but I thought, okay, it's a bit boring just to go, oh, which one do you think looks hot? Because I think we did that on, like, our first podcast.
Yeah, maybe we did.
Yeah. So, I thought, okay, right, I'll use my genius to create an amalgamation of all of them and create an AI in which you can interact. Yes.
Okay, but why?
So you can see if, you know, if you kind of are compatible with any of them.
With any of them?
Yes, with any of them.
Just any, not one in particular, just all of them.
I've as I said, I've amalgamated all their personalities into one Ultra Harvest Moon Bachelor.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah, so I got convinced after watching the first date. We talked about it last week.
And well, I actually did tweet as the character of the crisp lady, and everyone thought I was being serious. I was like, what's your favourite crisps? And everyone was like, I like Walkers, actually. And I was like, no shit, you're supposed to listen to the podcast.
And you're just like, I like cheese balls.
Sorry, everybody who replied in earnest. I wasn't being serious. But, you know, thanks for telling us. Maybe we'll read some of them out.
Okay, so basically, I was inspired by that, and I was like, well, why don't I? So what I've done, Kay, is... Mm-hmm. I'm going to take us to to a nice special place, and if this starts playing, it should do.
Oh, so romantic, Holly.
Jesus Christ. I fucking hate technology.
Oh, good, because we're doing a technical challenge.
Well, I am... My AI has convinced it passed the Turing test. There we go. So, just going to put that on in the background. Okay,
I'm in the mood for love.
Okay, so I'm gonna come out and bring out the potential love of your life. All right, you ready for this case?
It's very similar to the blind date we did.
Yes, but this is just one character, and I think you'll find that
it's nothing like blind date.
It's a highly intelligent AI.
Yes.
Okay.
The music went away.
Oh fuck's sake! Okay, fucking leave the music. You got the
impression. I'm so immersed right now.
Okay, right.
Yes.
Hello, Kate, you smell of biscuits.
I have been eating cookie dough, so I think that's fair.
So do you want to sometimes our lovely bachelor here will occasionally say things that, you know, a Harvest Moon character would say.
Okay.
You know, aren't you? You're going to say that, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, oh. So there we go.
You sound handsome!
Thanks.
Wow, I'm loving the delay on this.
Well, so you know, realistic. It's an AI. He's got to process it. You know, this is a very highly, you know, intelligent piece of equipment I created in a day. So let's be real. So maybe, you know, what's your first date? You know, I'm going to leave the room. I'm going to leave you two alone.
I wish there was some romantic music playing.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Maybe there will be.
Maybe there will be if
Holly gets her shit together.
If my phone wants to. There we go.
Oh, so romantic.
Okay, right. So I'm going to leave you guys alone, see if you get along, okay?
Okay.
Okay, let's see how it goes.
Jazz music. Jazz.
You look good.
Oh! Thank you.
Ha ha ha.
Gosh, your laugh is so musical. This pasta's so good.
You're a pretty.
I'm a pretty. Goodness. No one's ever said that. No! So, what should we have for dessert?
Toffee.
Okay, well, I mean, what's toffee? It's got butter. It's got...
Did you tear your clothes on something? I see a small hole in the... Right there. House works like a hobby of mine. So we'll have it stitched up in a jiffy. There we go. All done.
Goodness. That was fast. I can't believe you just took my clothes off and sewed them up just in, like, 10 seconds. I mean, gosh, that's what I look for in a man. Whew.
I am very talented.
I'm sure you are.
Ho, ho, ho.
Sorry, what? What did you call me?
Nothing.
Okay. Oh, waiter, could we have, should we get two toffees? Or just one? Should we share? Let's be naughty.
Five.
Five toffees, please.
Right away, madame.
Thank you. I think I'm going to tip. He seems really nice. What do you think?
Do you like farming?
Do I like farming? I don't know. I've never done it. What kind?
I like turnips.
Turnips? Yes. I've never met a man who speaks so fondly of turnips.
My hobby? Well, I'd say it's flower arrangement. You know what they say, right? Find a job you love, and you will never work a day in your life.
That's true.
What's your hobby?
Well, I work in video games. So I guess that also goes for the whole never working a day in your life, because I just play games all day. Are you okay? You've gone very quiet.
Yes.
So, tell me more about your job.
Sorry, I malfunctioned.
Malfunctioned? What do you mean?
I am a baker.
You're a baker? You just told me you did flower arranging. But it's nice to have hobbies and jobs. That's nice.
I like both.
Aw, that's sweet. Well, tell me more about yourself, darling.
I like you.
Ah, what else are you into?
I have brown hair.
That's... I can see, though. I mean, you're sitting in front of me. It's very nice hair. I'm glad you're telling me.
Your clothes are wrinkled. I'm sure your farm work is hard on your wardrobe. But good grooming is important. I know what a good, hard-working person you are. But if someone who didn't know you saw you that way, they might take you for a slob.
Oh, excuse me?
A slob?
Well, look, my clothes are wrinkled because I work very hard. And as you said, I'm on the farm. I mean, the video game farm.
Hey, now.
What?
Hey, now.
Hey, just don't interrupt me when I'm ranting at you. It's very rude of you. I've only just met you.
Calm your tits.
Excuse me, waiter!
Yes, madame.
When are the five toffees getting here?
They'll be here in just a moment.
Okay, can you also bring some vodka?
What's up?
Look, I was talking to the waiter. Do you mind?
I like vodka.
Well, it's not for you.
You look sad.
I'm not sad. I'm pissed off. I think you're very rude.
I'm not rude. I'm just truthful.
Listen, darling, this is a first date. You don't tell people that they look like slobs on first dates. And quite frankly, I don't like the way you're dressed either. So there.
But you're a hot slob.
That doesn't make up for calling me a slob! Then stop it!
Sexy slob.
Well, you did fix my clothes, I suppose. That's an interesting thing to say. So, what would you like to do after our toffees?
Go back to mine.
Oh, really? Where do you live?
The bakery. We can have sexy fun times, baby.
Goodness. Tell me more about the sexy fun times.
I'll get the nose.
You get the nose. Ooh.
The special nose.
What else can I look forward to?
I have 10 cats.
Okay. I don't really like cats. It's a bit of a deal breaker. Maybe we could go back to mine. Or...
How about dogs?
If you're going to make some really horrible joke about doggy style, right? I'm going to walk out of the restaurant. Can you repeat that? You did repeat that, but I still don't know what you're saying.
Sorry.
That's all right. Look, I feel like this is kind of wrapping up. I feel like maybe we're just not hitting it off. So I think I'm going to go...
Hey, no.
I just think I'm going to go home. I mean, it's been nice talking to you, but I don't think you're my type.
I think you're hot.
That's very kind of you, but you haven't really convinced me that I should come back to yours. I mean, you've got cats. I don't really...
I'm not used to dating, but I'm glad to be your boyfriend, Kate.
Oh. Well, that's very nice. But you're also not my boyfriend, so that's actually quite weird to say that. So I'm just
shame,
gonna...
you're a slob.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. I'll let you pick up the bill, because... I think you can probably manage it with your bakery business or whatever the hell it is you do.
Hey, now, bitch tits.
Okay, you're...
No. Calm yourself.
Yeah. You'll be on help. So, look, I'm going to let you eat the toffees yourself. And I hope you get fat. And I hope you choke on them. In that order. Goodbye.
I am badly programmed.
Damn right. Goodbye. I'm leaving. Sorry. Goodbye. Bye.
Holly, D-I-D-N-T, do well.
You can say that again. Bye!
Help me. Oh, God. The pain.
Oh, so, how's it go, Kate? I just came in.
Why is it whenever I get set up on a date with you, it's the worst date I've ever had?
What?
Yeah. I mean, no. He called me all sorts of names. What? Called me bitch tits.
She was weird.
Oh. He has something to say about this.
Does he now?
She was
what a
weird.
What a surprise. What a surprise that your stupid AI thinks I'm weak. Call me bitch tits!
Don't do this to me, Holly.
I think you should switch him off for good. I think you should set fire to him.
That's a tad harsh, you know. He is an incredibly intelligent piece of AI.
Don't
he
care.
Passed a Turing test. He is,
EMOFO.
Holly.
I don't know where he's got a bit of an attitude problem.
Stick to the day job.
I'm sorry.
Which is not creating dating robots. No offense.
Well, I tried to, you know, maybe it was because the subject matter I had to deal with was a bit weird.
If anything, if Story of Seasons is anything like that, I don't know.
I don't know what I'll do.
I'm going to be really sad. It's basically the crux of that. It's going to be pretty disappointing if they're all voice acted like robots.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Oh, bye-bye, robot.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I'm still proud of you.
Bye. Well, you have very low standards.
Hey, that's not very nice.
So, yeah.
I think he wants to say one thing.
You're a great Holly.
Oh, thank you, robot.
I think maybe you should go on a date with him.
Oh, well, you
probably
know.
Wouldn't call you bitch tits. So... I don't have a challenge this week.
Yes.
But I thought, because we don't have many questions, I thought it would be entertaining to treat you to a little story.
Okay. I'm always up for a story. I'm always up for a story.
A little story. So it's got some accompanying music.
Okay.
So.
Oh, nice.
This is a story called Stupid Country for Goats.
What?
British gaming journalism Steve Hoggarty extremely bad said about the 3-day visit to St. Petersburg, where the Belarusian company Wargaming, the creators of World of Tanks, called him to the presentation of a new game about the battleships.
Was this put through Google Translate?
No, yes. This was originally in Russian.
Okay,
can't
okay,
tell.
Okay.
Faced with one robber, Hogarty leave negative feedback almost everything that he had seen.
Faced with one robber? He didn't even deal with the usual three robbers!
Russian journalists and bloggers have criticised the British for a one-sided view of the country, after which he said that the Russians simply could not recognise his sarcasm. The main problem because of which the journalist is not just like the whole of Russia became a robbery on the last day of his stay. Trying to return to the hotel, Hogarty bumped into a man with a car, says the journalist. He is a taxi driver.
What?
After some time, had a second big man.
Ooh, sorry. Sorry about that.
Grabbed his collar and Hogarty Zapishovchnishi came in the car.
Okay.
He asked me to pay him for the taxi. It happened that the amount is equivalent to all the money that I had. Due to the incident, the British Review of Russia was full of negativity. According to him, every person on the streets of St. Petersburg, including women and children, looks like a ghost fist, furious that so much wants to hit others. It has grown to human size and now wanders in search of a fight.
Wow.
This is a quote from Steve Hogarth now.
Okay, Hogarth.
Yes! Let the bad one's small robbery determine your entire impression of the company. But the hell, Russia. Stupid country for goats. If you live there, I hate you! The food is terrible. There is cold and I'm in constant physical danger.
Oh my god.
Hogarty criticised almost everything you saw in the streets were too many temples and churches. The bus in which he was driving to the office, wargaming, proved too uncomfortable. And the offices themselves? Confusing labyrinth of empty rooms. Not like a journalist. Even free waffles, he jokingly said, that standing on the table, peppers intended for them. Although pictured packaging with toothpicks.
What?
The only thing that caused a positive impression of the journalist, the employees themselves wargaming. According to Hogarth, they were so kind and nice, that could not be Russian. However, there has not been without punctures. In the St. Petersburg airport, Pulkovo journalist mistook Peter Schitzer wargaming with security officer.
I'm so confused right now.
It's not my fault that all women look the same to me, and to be honest, it's one of the least danger to gay in St. Petersburg. The text Hogarty also shows that he's a vegetarian. In the dining room, he quietly ate soup with broccoli. Incidentally experiencing disgust from a colleague, pointedly refused from the first, but by the chicken cutlets decided not to touch, calling it a squash dead bird.
What?
It carries on in this vein for quite some time.
Jesus Christ.
And then what follows is some tweets from Russians, again translated into English.
Oh my god.
British game journalist wanted to bite the hand that fed him, but could not stop. Yeah.
Could not stop. I like it. I'm with him on that one.
And then follows from there loads of tweets from British journalists going, this is hilarious. And obviously the Russians are like, I can't believe these British people think this arsehole is funny. And then if we go into the comments, the first one is, disgusting asshole. Sorry.
So, at least he apologised.
Yep.
Said sorry.
So that is Stupid Country for Goats by some Russian guy. And that sums up how Russia feels about Steve. I believe he's banned now.
That's fair.
He was very mean about their country. Their stupid country for goats. So, there you go.
I'm confused. I've looked over at your screen.
No, you haven't.
Okay, no, sorry, I haven't looked over at your screen.
That's for next episode.
Okay. We should probably warn people that we are recording two episodes, after another.
Why
because
do you have
Kate.
To warn them? It's a good thing.
Kate is going on holiday again.
Sorry.
Again.
I'm so cool. I can't stay in one country for too long because they start to get jealous.
Yeah.
So,
we definitely don't want to get rid of you. That's,
shall we
that's
do
not
questions, Holly?
Yes, let's do some questions.
We've got loads of questions today. However, because we are doing two episodes, we're probably going to have to cut them in half.
Yeah, let's split them up.
So we'll do the same thing we did last time where we spend like 15 minutes talking about one answer.
Cool.
And it'll be great. So a while back, we talked about first dates.
Yes.
And I tweeted from the Toku podcast account, in character, what's your favourite crisp? We like cheese balls.
Cheese and balls.
Everyone replied, bless them, without realising it was a reference to the podcast.
They just thought we really liked cheese balls.
So I'm kind of disappointed that like no one listened to the episode. No one.
But we got a lot of answers.
They want to talk to us. They just don't want to listen to
us. No, that's fair.
So I think because everybody answered so honestly and so sweetly that we should, you know, we should actually read it out.
Mm-hmm.
So our first one is from Sean Bell. And he says, what's... Because that's what we said in the tweet.
Yeah.
I feel like you're influencing the outcome with the power of suggestion. Come at us, bro.
Yeah, okay? Come on. We'll take you on,
don't
Sean
suggest
Bell.
That we're
or
subliminal.
Sean Bell, as you're obviously known.
Sean Bell? What kind of name is Sean?
That's not a name.
Rhymes with B.
Chris Scullion said, pickled onion walkers, which are ridiculously scarce in London, but plentiful in Glasgow for some reason. That's because they're horrible.
Pickled onion walkers.
Ew.
I mean, they're trying to bring back all those old flavours, right?
It's because people are old now, innit? That's what happens.
People are old.
Yeah, people are old.
So I picked up a packet of barbecue ones, and there's some Renaissance painting on the TV, and it's really quite horrible.
It's really bad. Yeah, so we've just got Chromecast up on the TV, which is right in front of us as we record. And for some reason, it's showing us some horrific Renaissance paintings.
Yeah.
Of
just... This is Rembrandt, man.
Yeah, this is...
Oh, no, anonymous pupil of Rembrandt.
We can see why.
He does good hands, though. Look at that hand.
That's a great hand, but his face is terrible. Shubby. Look at the guy in the shadows.
There's
in the
a
background.
Guy in the shadows with a massive chin just kind of... staring.
He's just skulking with a cape
staring.
On.
Staring.
Sorry, got distracted
anyway,
there.
Yeah,
anyway,
walkers.
Yeah.
So I picked up a packet of barbecue and I was like, I didn't even know these had been discontinued. I used to love barbecue. And then I tried them and they were shit.
Yes.
They were discontinued because they're shit.
Every crisp apart from cheese balls.
Cheese balls!
Cheese balls!
Phil Walters says, ready salted, no faffing about, potato, fat, salt. That's what... she said.
Yeah.
Hey.
No. What?
I don't know.
Paul Watson said Space Raiders. Doe.
Space Raiders.
Doe. Doe. Are we female deers?
Well, I am.
Oh, I thought so.
I mean, did you ever get that thing where school
you do
made
have tiny little hooves.
Lunchboxes?
Yes.
And it would be like the shit versions of the food you like.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like we had this biscuit that was kind of like a terrible Kit Kat.
We have that, or a really bad version of a penguin was another one they always liked.
Yeah,
yeah, that was not good.
Simon Marshall says, spicy bikers, the best 10p crisp ever.
I've never heard of that.
What the hell are spicy bikers? That sounds like a 90s girl group. Maybe
spicy bikers, or it sounds like a kind of strip, a male strip kind of club.
Or a sex move. I mean, if it was a sex move, what would it be?
Spicy biker.
It's the one where both of you put your legs up in the air and do cycling, and then you have to kind of slot together while you're cycling.
So scissoring, which is a well
known... with more leg movement!
Okay, sorry, so scissoring
also,
while pretending to ride a bike.
You put chili up in the,
yeah, I was
the
about
area.
To say, you just get on a bike and blow some chili powder in their face.
It's
the spicy biker.
So hot.
Literally, it's burning. Athene Allen says, crisps are for nerds, peanuts... I can't read that.
Hashtag peanut massive.
Peanut massive.
Put your glasses on, you nerd.
Sorry. I refuse.
Crisps are not for nerds. Crisps are better because savoury is better than sweet.
Peanuts are...
Peanuts can be sweet.
Yeah, they can be both. They can be both. Though I did used to eat cheese and chocolate, which is a nice mixture of savoury and sweet.
Moving on. Weirdo Bold Nutbeam says cheese and onion squares... Nah, salt and vinegar squares.
Squares, I never like squares.
Oh my god, they're the best. They're so crunchy.
No, they're too dry and like...
So
crunchy. No. Just another game blog says, Worcestershire sauce walkers, come at me Twitter.
I won't, those are great. Those are like the best flavor of Walkers, the purple ones.
No.
Horrible.
Ew.
Yum, yum, yum.
Gross.
Yum, yum.
Okay.
Matthew Jones says, chili heatwave Doritos, natch, or those Nando's crisps. Yes on the chili heatwave. I have no idea what Nando's crisps
are. No idea what Nando's crisps are. No on the chili heatwave. I don't like chili.
I'll have yours then.
Yeah, you can have mine.
So good. I remember when they came out, I think I was in like sixth form or something.
Yeah.
And they just appeared one day in the vending machine. And I was just like, blah. And then I ate them and then I was like, blah. We also had, do you know Dairy Milk Tasters?
What? No?
Exactly. I've never seen them anywhere.
Dairy Milk Tasters.
Dairy Milk.
This is a school where you used to do Ouija boards all the time, right?
Well, this was after that. So, Dairy Milk Tasters are a thing I have never seen outside of this vending machine. They're basically like hard-shelled chocolate. Like glazed chocolate, okay. I guess. They're little round balls. They're quite nice. But as you can see from the packaging, they haven't been around for like 10, 20 years?
Yeah.
How did we have them in my school?
Because no one cared about your health and or safety.
Where did they come from?
You get a box of 36 from chocolatebuttons.co.uk.
Well, I guess if you can still buy them. But why was my school doing that? Anyway, more questions. No, more crisps. There we go.
Andrew Rice says, surely the only option should be smoky bacon or wheat crunchies. What could be better? I agree.
I like the spicy tomato.
They are
ones.
Good. No, nothing. It's gotta
yes,
be bacon.
They're not spicy. Don't be weird.
No, but I just don't like tomato on crisps. Is not a thing that should happen.
I always used to have wheat crunchies in my lunchbox when I was in primary school because my mum was like, wheat.
Healthy.
Probably. and we had this thing at my school, which I still remember to this day. So basically, when in the younger years in primary school, everyone would bring in a bag of crisps.
Yes.
And so when you didn't have a bag of crisps, it was a big deal.
What?
Big deal. So what you would do is the teachers would give you a plastic cup and everyone else in the year would line up and you'd get one of each crisp.
What?
It was magical. I don't know why everyone didn't forget them on purpose. I guess we were too dumb.
Did you live in a fucking like Edwardian
orphanage
where like you've forgotten your crisp today, young Grey, and then everyone give her a crisp because she's forgotten.
It was a sweet system. You'd get like you'd get a hula hoop.
It sounds like they're trying to shame you.
No, it was great because you got more crisps.
That is weird.
It was wicked. What are you talking about?
We never got to have crisps. We used to have a bottle of milk. It was horrible.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it was a government initiative. It was not good.
Speaking of milk, Aidan O'Donnell says Burger Rings.
Yeah.
That was a terrible segue.
That works.
I don't know what Burger Rings are.
No, neither do I, but they have a penguin on the front, so I like it.
Yeah, they're kind of weird. I like onion rings. I love
Burger rings. Do you think they're literally like...
I think they're burger flavoured. Look how big the pack is. Massive.
We don't have perspective. It could be teeny tiny, like in the palm of your hand. Luke says Transformer snack.
Now, these are ones I've seen.
I don't know what this is.
I have never actually eaten them. I can't spell transform. Transform a snack. So I think they're lots of little different shapes and you're meant to put them together to make a car.
This is amazing.
But what happens if you don't get all the right shapes?
Well, then just deal with it. Make something else. Use your imagination.
I mean, why would you want to eat a tiny potato car?
I don't understand why you wouldn't. You can drive it into your mouth, like up your tongue, like, whoop, here we go.
So here's a picture of what they look like.
Yeah.
They're basically like, you know, onion rings, sort of that crispy, weird batter with bubbles in it.
It looks amazing.
Well, we'll go and try some. Maybe we can make that a feature.
We should. Like, I want to try.
Kate and Holly crisps, and it'll sound horrible.
Yes.
But that's all right. Our last crisp recommendation is from Daniel White, and he says Hunky Dory, either of the green bags. Now,
I have no idea what Hunky Dory is.
Nothing to me. I've searched for Hunky Dory.
And you get the David Bowie album, of course.
Crisps.
Oh, crisps, there we go. Hunky
Dory. It also came up with
My God.
A sexy man dressed like Dory from Finding Nemo.
Oh, and there's lots of ladies in no clothing playing sports.
Good God. Let's look at Hunky Dory from Finding Nemo. There we go. Topless fish man.
Oh my God.
I suggest that all of you go and Google Hunky Dory Finding Nemo.
Okay, this is going to be our Instagram image.
He's hot.
Everything. Hunky Dory.
It's basically just a topless man with a fish for a head.
Yeah, and it's shaded blue.
I kind of like that. We've also got Dumbledore, which
that's
is
pretty good.
Dory with a beard.
I like that.
Anyway, moving on to our actual questions.
Yes, are you ready? Questions.
Okay.
Do it, Kate. do it.
Have you ever eaten Mars bar cheesecake? And if not, why not? That's very aggressive. Maybe we have.
I haven't, though. We were talking about Mars bar Rice Krispie cakes earlier, which are the best things ever.
Rice Krispie cakes and cornflake cakes are the best.
Yes, true.
All cereal cakes are the best.
What about Weetabix cake?
I don't know if that's a thing. I'm going to look to see if anyone's made it. Oh, of course it's a Slimming World recipe.
Yeah, it'll just be gross. Weetabix
with... Oh, it looks really good. It's like a fruit cake.
Oh, it looks horrible.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, fat-free. Oh.
Looks like crap.
Yeah, no.
Oh.
Screw you, Weetabix cake.
No. I mean, why can't you make a nice Weetabix cake? Why are they all gross fruit cakes?
Because fruitcake is just a cake for sad people.
Yeah, why is wedding cake fruitcake? Happiest day of your life and you've got the world's worst cake.
Yeah.
What the hell? Anyway, Mars bar cheesecake is probably really nice.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll try it. I don't know. Richard Burrows says, who do you think is going to win Bake Off?
I think Nadia is.
I agree with you. I would like Tamal to win as well.
Yeah.
As long as it isn't Ian.
Yeah, Ian needs to go. Nadia and Tamal are my favourites.
It's not that I don't like Ian.
What? I hate Ian. I actively dislike him.
He's quite smug.
He's so smug. He's like, I made this myself out of my irons, like, smelting forge. And it's like, yep, shut up, Ian.
That's a thing he said once.
Yeah.
Well, when he had all those swords.
It actually said it was like, Ian is using his homegrown herbs in his tart today. And it's like, oh, fuck off, Ian.
Ugh. But the thing is, there was a guy on, I think it was the last series, the James guy, the adorable one from the island.
Okay.
With the jumpers.
Yes.
And he would do that as well. He'd be like, oh, I made my own yeast. I've been growing this for years. And you'd just be like, oh my God, I love you. But when it's like a middle-aged, slightly creepy
I sound like I don't like James already.
Have you seen him? He's beautiful.
Wait, which one is this?
I think that's his name. James Morton.
Oh, hot damn! Okay, yeah, he is hot.
He's look cute. At him. Look at his face. He's a doctor.
Oh my God, he looks like...
He's a doctor.
...how Alistair from Dragon Age Origins would look if he was slightly nerdy and in real life.
He looks like my ex.
Oh, well,
but
good for you.
I mean, I'm talking like 14 years old here.
Oh, okay, not so good.
Yeah. Ooh, he's so hot.
He is dreamy.
Yeah.
Oh, he's so cute. Look at his little glasses.
He's very cute. Anyway, our next question from Tom Bickmore. Cadbury's Mars or Nestle? What's with the chocolate? Where's that come from?
Oh, I may have asked for chocolate questions.
Holy goddammit! Okay, well, okay.
I gave them a variety of things. I said, like, life, animals, cake.
Chocolate.
Chocolate. Actually, did I mention chocolate?
If we say chocolate.
Did I mention chocolate?
Or biscuits. There's no chocolate!
Look, okay, no.
All I said is, last call for questions. Please don't make your question, why are you recording at 10:30? Because we don't know either! And everyone's just like, chocolate! I mean, maybe it's because Bake Off is
chocolate.
Yeah,
definitely Bake Off.
Fine. Cadbury's, Mars, or Nestle? Cadbury's.
Cadbury's.
Easy.
Yeah.
Nestle are mean to babies.
Oh, Nestle are horrible. They're an evil company.
Boo, Nestle.
Yeah.
Stuart Neal says, you have been told you have 1 hour, 15 minutes to bake a chocolate souffle. In which direction do you run screaming out of the bake-off tent?
I run towards Mary Berry and into her arms.
I would climb up the walls, punch through the roof of the tent, and scream until someone came to fetch me.
Cool.
Yeah. Josh Woodford says, who would you rather go on a road trip with, Sean Bean or Liam Neeson? Now, you like Fallout, so Neeson Dad would obviously be quite entertaining.
Yeah.
Neeson Dad.
But Sean Bean would be good, but he'd probably die along the way.
He doesn't die in real life, though. I mean...
You don't know that.
He probably will. I feel really bad for him now, because when he actually dies, everyone's going to be like, LOL, Sean Bean died!
Yeah, exactly. Be like, oh, just fulfilling the joke.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, no,
this will be
dies.
Like, you know, years in the future.
Well, let's hope so.
Probably is also dead.
So. I don't know.
Who knows? I mean, his obituary is going to be like, Sean Bean was an excellent actor known for dying, and look what he gone done now. He gone died.
He's just reliving what he did in his films. So unoriginal.
We've got a boring question. He says it's boring.
Okay.
Not me.
Okay.
From Ben Cameron.
I was about to say, that's harsh.
What are your most anticipated games for the holiday season?
Fallout 4.
Also known as Fallout.
Fallout.
I don't know why they didn't call it Fallout. I'm actually quite disappointed. Story of Seasons.
Though that is coming out in 2016.
Oh, God. Yeah. Okay, Yo-Kai Watch is coming out real soon.
Cool.
Which I think is going to be really good. And I can't think of any more games.
Fallout.
Well, we've already said Fallout. Witcher 3 DLC is coming out in October.
Mm-hmm.
10 hours of gameplay.
God, I'm trying to think.
Yeah, I only know that because I did a new story today.
I'm trying to think, what the fuck is even coming out? There's loads coming out and I can't even think.
Do you want me to look? Release.
My brain is pretty much just all Fallout Story of Seasons.
Schedule. Game release schedule.
Game release schedule. Let's have a look.
Yeah, boy.
Let's judge them again.
We Google so much on this show.
We do Google. We're should so really bad. Prepare.
Etrian Mystery Dungeon.
Don't know what that is. That's already come out though, apparently.
We're in the wrong month. That's
we
the
are.
I really want to play Brothers: A Tale of Two Sons. I haven't played that yet.
Yes, I haven't played that either. We should play it.
See, the second Animal Crossing Happy Home Designer, like I said, god damn it.
Yeah.
We've got an expansion pack for Civ Beyond Earth.
No.
Transformers Devastation.
No.
Is that the one that Platinum's making, though?
Is it? It might be.
It
no.
Might not be.
No, it's not.
Who can tell? We're back in September.
Oh, it doesn't look like it was it? Oh, now
I don't know. I don't know.
I just assumed because I didn't.
To it anyway. Yeah. Assassin's Creed?
No. I'm looking forward because I asked my I'm studying Victorian London this year, and I asked my tutor who just followed me on Twitter. So I feel like a god right now that my random tutor
that is the
followed me on Twitter.
Becoming divine.
It's very low bar. No, yeah. Almost everyone is divine. Yeah. But yeah, but I was kind of like, would you be interested in maybe having a look at it and then seeing, because I didn't like, I want to get someone who actually knows Victorian London better than I do. And then I was like, maybe you could look at it and then I'll sit there and then write about it and take the credit.
I don't think it's going to be very good. I've not heard great things.
I am not. So. I don't have high hopes. Oh, Triforce Heroes! I'm looking forward to that.
Triforce Heroes. Can't decide. Don't really know anything about it because I haven't bothered looking.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah,
it's a Zelda game. I like Zelda.
Yeah,
all good.
Okay,
play it.
Because Minecraft Story Mode. I think it's gonna be real fan service.
I think it's gonna be weird as fuck.
Yeah, Persona 4 Dancing All Night. Probably won't play it.
Fallout 4.
Fallout 4. We've mentioned that.
Sorry,
we've mentioned it.
Mario Tennis.
Assassin's Creed Syndicate again.
Again? What?
It's coming out in November as well. Just Cause 3.
Oh, Xenoblade.
And Xenoblade. There you go.
Cool.
And that's it. That's it.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So, that's actually not a full release schedule, because,
you know,
loads of games aren't on there.
What?
So, that's our most anticipated
game. Yep, there
games.
We go.
You're welcome. We'll have one more question, and we'll save the rest for next episode. Most of these are just Tamor talking. Go away, Tamor!
God damn it, Tamor.
He was complaining today that we don't ever answer his questions. So here is... He said so many things and none of them are questions. Here we go. Yeah. Tamor, a.k.a. the Phantom Hussein, very clever, because it sounds like the Phantom Pain. And you can see there he's photoshopped his face onto, I don't know, the characters... So we'll go with
Chaz.
Liquid Robin.
Liquid Robin? He's my favourite.
And he says, why do you keep destroying my iPhone?
Because...
We hate you.
Because I don't trust what's on there.
Yeah. All kinds of dirty things.
Terrible things. Every time I see him, I just grab it out of his hand and smash it on the floor.
Just stop it.
Yeah.
Also, does he have an iPhone? He's always talking about having that OnePlus phone.
I honestly have no idea. You work in an office with him.
I've never looked at his phone.
I don't know. It's your
fault. No, I don't know. Do you have two phones,
Tamor? He doesn't have a phone because I keep on smashing it.
Does he have a burner phone? Tamor, do you have a burner phone? You know when people, like, deal drugs? You know?
Oh.
And they've got, like, a second
phone. Okay, yeah.
So that no one actually knows their real number.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, Tamor...
Stop it.
Stop doing that.
Don't do
We're
drugs,
We're not
going to
incriminate you.
No.
Much more.
Only
than
slightly.
I mean, if you can have a burner phone, don't make it an iPhone, dude. That's just ostentatious.
Yeah, that's Jeez. Just... Yeah, come on.
So that's all the questions we've got time for.
Cool.
And look at that, we're coming up to an hour.
Oh, so perfect. Neat. Yes.
So we're going to go
Yes,
now.
Remember to follow us on Twitter at @Toku_podcast and on Instagram, Tumblr, Facebook, Toku Podcast. Remember to rate and review us. If you rate and review us, more people see us and more people experience the love.
And one day we will read the reviews because we do keep saying we're going to.
But you should write nice reviews because... Yeah. Because, well...
Because you like us.
Yeah, and we love you.
And we love you too.
Love you.
We think you're pretty nice.
You are 7 out of 10.
Yes.
But a good one.
Yes.
So good for you. I'm at @Nielsen_Holly on Twitter.
I'm at How Not to Draw.
Yay. And, well, we're going to record another podcast straight away. But you'll hear it in...
You're supposed to pretend.
In a week. Oh, wait, sorry. Oh, we'll see you later, guys.
I'm going to record this podcast from Greece now.
Okay.
Bye!
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.